Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Yo, what's good, everyone? Welcome to week 18 of the New York Jets on the Knicks, Jets, etc. podcast. The season is finally over. It is, week 36 of this horrific nonsense that we've had going on. Congrats to you. You've made it. You're listening to us. You're a masochist just like us. You love pain. And speaking of pain, Greg, I never thought my philosophy major would come into handy at any single point in my life when it came to sports. But yeah. We're here, man. We're here. We're in the prisoner's dilemma where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't with these stupid New York Jets because we made a stupid decision. In your estimation, 2 stupid wins this year. The Texans and the Washington R words. For me, it was just the Washington win was terrible. Either way, the New York Jets are stupid no matter how you slice it. And here we are. You either beat the New England Patriots for the first time in 18 straight games, or you beat Bill Belichick in supposedly his last season, which I'm telling you right now, it is not his last season. If you're a New York Jets fan, you're listening to me right now. Know one thing. Do not get your hopes up, even one penny. He's coming back to coach the New England Patriots. He just might not be the GM. He's coming back. He's not going anywhere. So forget all that noise. Greg, what do we do? Do the Jets win this game? Which they're +2.5 here. It's basically a pick 'em game here versus the New England Patriots, and the Patriots are right now a number 3 seed. Are the Jets gonna win this game, go to the 12th seed, or they're gonna lose this game and hang around the 8-9 seed, maybe even hit the 7. Who knows?
I've been saying it for 3 weeks now. We're gonna be picking 12, 10 to 12. That's what it seems like we pick every single season. We're right there right now. What are we? 3rd, 4th.
You know, it feels like we pick 6th every year for some reason.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yes, it's somewhere in that range. I mean, right now we're 8th. I think we're probably – I think, unfortunately, as the Jets, I think we're going to win this game. I think New England's going to get Caleb Williams, and they're going to have Caleb Williams for the next 20 years.
How?
And everyone who's been clapping and cheering about winning games and all this stuff, oh, it's good for morale. You know, we don't want Breece Hall to be in a locker room with people that are losing. You know, what does that say about the team? What does it say about the culture? Well, we're going to do a lot of losing when Caleb Williams goes to New England.
Timeout. The Panthers/Bears are locked up into the first seed.
Yeah, do you know who has the easiest lift to get the number 1 overall pick if they're trading it? The 2 seed.
Oh, you think the Bears are going to trade down to the 2 seed?
Could be. Sure.
Okay. No. Okay. I mean, yeah. That's a little down the road here, but yeah. At least for this week, the Patriots are not locking in the first seed, and Caleb Williams is the unanimous first pick. So they're not. No. Let's not get crazy there.
Definitely not saying that they could be the first seed. I'm saying they would be locking in the second seed, and the team that has to trade the least amount of capital to get the first overall pick is the team that's picking second, which would be New England.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be picking second. I don't think they'll be picking second, but yeah.
Right now they're second.
Right now they're third, the way I'm looking at it right now. Strength of schedule. So
I'm looking at Washington. ESPN. Holy guy, I see New England second to last. But it could be based on this coming week's schedule. I don't know.
So on Tankathon, they have the first tiebreaker is strength of schedule. So they have it here. Okay. And so their strength of schedule is 518, and the Washington is 515. It's the lowest wins with the teams you're playing. So Washington right now is ahead of them. Right now New England's picking third, but they're virtually tied, right? Washington, New England, and Arizona are all 3-4-12. Looks like Arizona has no shot based on strength of schedule to get ahead of them. They're at 562.
If you play a better team, does your strength of schedule go up or down? Do we know that?
Like if you play better teams,
like Washington is playing Dallas this week. New England is playing the Jets. So Dallas is a better team than New England. So will Washington's strength of schedule move up to a higher number, or will it move down to a lower number when they play Dallas?
That's a great question.
I have no idea. Much like PFP said on part of my take, I don't know what any of these stats actually mean. I just know what they mean enough to yell about them.
Yeah, I just know. I look at a number and I know. Yeah. Usually I just put it in the playoff machine and it tells me exactly what I need to know.
Because that's what I'm wondering. Like, yeah, like Washington plays Dallas, Arizona plays Seattle, New England plays the Jets. So if a playing crappy team worsens your strength of schedule, I don't know. That is down the road. That is down the path. That is in the weeds. Unfortunately, that's where we're at as Jets fans, because I don't know what you want us to do. Do you want us to handicap the Thursday game against Cleveland? We suck. We know they're going to throw the ball to the tight end. We know they're going to throw the ball to the running back. Njoku had 200 yards. Joe Flacco looked like he was 23 again, throwing bombs, getting ready for a deep playoff run. Jerome Ford had 2 passing touchdowns. Like, we just know these things now for 20 years. For 10 years, John and I have known each other. For 5 years, we've been screaming about it online. We just know what's going to happen, and for some reason, the Jets just cannot stop it. So that's my handicapping of the Cleveland Browns game on Thursday night. We got our asses kicked on prime time again for the 100th time in the exact way we know it's going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it. There's no players you can sign. You could have all pro defensive players all over the field. For some reason, the tight end is going to get 200 passing yards. I don't know why. I don't know how. I don't know how it only happens to us. Tight ends suck across the league this year. It's the worst year for tight ends in the league. But yet, we just allow a 200-yard receiving tight end every week, it seems like.
Yeah, but we don't know what we're talking about, though.
We have no clue.
Yeah, so, I mean, if we can't guard a running back out of the backfield for as long as I live, I'm not going to be 1% shocked.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's just where the Jets are right now. We're getting into the weeds here about the end of the draft order here. The truth of the matter is, what's up?
I really do think the Jets win this game. I really do think New England locks up the second overall pick.
I mean, that is the worst possible case scenario.
Yep. And again, if we lost to Washington, we would have the second overall pick right now. Just Washington. I was saying Washington and Houston earlier, but now looking at Tankathon, if we lost to Washington, we would have fifth. Why?
Because we have 6 wins right now.
We have 6 wins, yeah.
We'd be fifth right now, which is a nice spot.
Which is a nice spot. Much better spot than we're at. We're looking at where you're looking at a premier left tackle to block for Aaron Rodgers, something we all know and need at 8th.
Yeah, so we're at 8th right now. We're at 8th right now, and we control our own destiny for the 8th spot. We're on an island in the 8th spot.
Yeah, true.
We lose this game, we're guaranteed to be in the 8th spot. All right, that is the floor.
Yep.
You end up, a couple things happen our way. Now it's fan fiction the other way for me, Greg. Mm-hmm. Listen, Tennessee has a big game against Jacksonville's Derrick Henry's farewell game at home. Vrabel He's trying to win this football game, and it looks like C.J. Beathard is the quarterback for Jacksonville. Yep. Tennessee has a shot. They have a shot. Chargers. Now that's coming back to bite them. If they end up winning this game, Chiefs are benching everyone. Easton Stick at home. Interim head coach trying to win some games. That win versus us might come back to bite them. And then now the Jets are smart for the first time in their life. Even though that game drove me nuts. That game drove me absolutely wild. And by the way, look who's 7-9 right behind us. The Las Vegas Raiders. Team that beat us. Game that I was very upset about. So just those couple of games that do flip. You know what I mean?
And Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons right behind us. 7-9. Again, game that drove me insane. Again, we win those games. We're looking at playoffs. We lose those games. At least we're ahead of them. Like that is the silver lining we are here. So they did have some good things, some silver linings this year. And you know, in the offseason, we will talk about the positives from not our offensive line, maybe a little bit like Tippmann. There you go. That's talking offensive line. But other than that, we'll talk about the positives from our offense and from our defense and the negatives and how we're going to move on and what the contracts are as offseason goes on.
Yeah.
But as for now, man, if Tennessee just beats the Jaguars, the Chargers beat the Chiefs that aren't showing up, just those two things happen and we lose our game like we're supposed to, we could end up being the sixth seed. That's two offensive linemen going top six would be a crazier deal than anything, especially with two quarterbacks already. I mean, that'd be a wild.
And top Marvin six. Harrison's definitely penciled in for a top five pick.
Yeah. So that if you're adding three quarterbacks, Marvin Harrison, and then the two offensive linemen right away, I mean, sure. But that'd be wild.
I can't imagine. Right. I also can't imagine no defensive guy is going to go there. So yeah, that's a lot to pencil in those top five, six picks.
So if we can get the sixth pick, the Jets are sitting pretty. Honestly, sitting pretty. They're pretty.
We're getting the scraps. We're not getting a choice of who we get, but we will get something.
Okay, Greg, let's pivot a little bit here because I was thinking today, and honestly, it was a lot about how you were right. And I wanted to tell you on this podcast because
I appreciate that.
I'm a little worried about how the Jets are going to deal with this offseason. And it is week 18, but I feel like this is an appropriate time to talk about it because we're gonna go all to the mist. We're gonna all Ocean's 11 each other as soon as this last game's over. You know what I mean? We're gonna reconvene.
And I'll see you in April for the draft, and we'll just pull it up.
Yeah, we'll be recording episodes, but just for the most part, the Jets fandom, right? We have the New York Rangers who are killing it. We got the New York Knicks who are making nice trades and doing something in the Eastern Conference. Like, there's plenty of other things to think about right now.
Yeah.
NFL playoffs, right? Like, whatever. But here's the thing, man. Robert Saleh, Nathaniel Hackett, Joe Douglas are all coming back next year.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Rodgers. They all, honestly, including Aaron, are on a one-year playoff mandate deal. They all are.
Yep.
The problem with that, Greg, is when you operate like that, when you operate with no future, it tends to be like, what's the word? Like satisfaction now, pay for the long-term loss later. And the problem is it also ends up building pressure for now. Mm-hmm. And this boom or bust is just more likely to bust in general. Right, like it's just the odds of it, just in general, are more like now add the New York Jets in there, right? Yeah. That aspect, and then add the new offensive line aspect in there, and it's really subject to bust more likely than not, at least. So my worry is, and going into this offseason, right? Because this is all my friends are talking about now, right? Is right, we're all upset about Joe Douglas, right? Saffold's now going into a playoff team. We cut him, didn't play a second. Dalvin Cook being cut, he's going to the Ravens. Didn't play a second. So now we're thinking, what's going to happen this offseason? Are we going to trade future picks for win now? Are we still like trying to build? Like what is your philosophy going into this offseason? Again, before we know exactly where our draft pick is. But I think consensus is we want an offensive lineman. Worst case, we get Marvin Harrison. I think that's what the consensus is, right, for the draft. So let's just operate with that mindset. Like what do you want for the Jets to do this obviously we know we want offensive linemen and stuff, but like how do you want them to operate? Do you want them to trade future picks? Do you want them to keep trying to move contracts, restructure, because they're already biting us in the butt. Like, CJ Uzomah is on this team next year. Like, whether we like it or not, we restructured him last year to move money. You know what I mean? So that's that we took that bullet. We were all okay with it last year. Now you're upset about it. Too bad. You know what I mean? So that, I'm kind of wondering what you how you want to operate here. Going to like we have a philosophy with the Knicks, for example, where you're happy that we have a bunch of draft picks and we're still continuing to build, right? Like, what do you want this Jets team to do when we see Aaron Rodgers? We see that everybody else is on a 1 year deal.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Dude, I think it's going to be contrary to what 99% of people are going to say. It's definitely contrary to what Twitter, Jets Twitter is going to say. I think Aaron Rodgers said it best. R-E-L-A-X. Like, just relax. Just chill out this offseason. Don't go crazy. Draft offensive linemen. Sign offensive linemen. The team is set. The table is ready. The food is out. We are good to go. The guests are here. All you have to say is, let's eat. Like, that's it. Aaron Rodgers doesn't get hurt. None of the conversations we're having this whole season for the last 4 months happened. Like, it's such a two roads divided that it's like, why don't we just hit a time machine and go back to when Aaron Rodgers was healthy? And we just pick up from where we left off. That atmosphere in that stadium was something unlike anything I've ever seen before, watching from home 200 miles away. Like, let's get back to that. If we get back to that, all we need is a healthy Aaron Rodgers. The team is set. Like, we have all our young pieces. The defense is still going to be great. We're going to need to sign some pieces here and there. But, you know, don't go crazy and draft Brock Bowers in the first round. Like, we don't need any of that stuff. Like, just calm down. We can't draft
a tight end. We can't because we have Uzomah, Conklin, and Rucker already on the books.
They're not going anywhere.
They're on the books.
Yeah, unless we trade them, and even then it doesn't help us. So, yeah, it's draft two offensive linemen in this draft. Draft a couple other pieces. Don't trade anything. If you get a good trade, you get a good trade. But, like,
so are you
I don't think we have to trade our third round pick, our fourth round pick, and Zach Wilson for Davante Adams.
Forget Zach, because Zach is going to get traded for a sixth round pick. We're all going to cry about that later,
right?
But I'm talking about, like, are you trading next year's second for Davante?
Probably.
Okay. So you are kind of sacrificing the future and our book.
If it's just a second round pick for Davante Adams, yeah. I don't think it would be. I think it would be much more than that. They traded two firsts 2 years ago.
Yeah, but he's a little bit older.
Yeah,
2 years. His contract is worse. But yeah.
Yeah. So that's all true.
We'll see. And, okay, would you give him a first?
Just one first?
Yeah, one first next year.
Yeah, next year, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean by sacrifice the future. Like, are you pushing your money all in? Where, honestly, if it falls on our face and we're not successful this year, like, say we lose in the next year and we lose in the first, second round, whatever, like, we might suffer. Like, the next four or five years.
The draft picks are one thing because, yes, you're losing out on capital, and you don't know who's going to be available when you would be picking there. But the money thing is what scares me. Like moving all the money around and extending people and dead years and dead cap and all the stuff. Like I don't want to get in a situation that the Rams are in or the Saints are in where it's like we just can't sign anyone for the next 3 years. Like I don't want to do that. Like I'm not that all in on this whole Aaron Rodgers thing. Like the Aaron Rodgers thing is a shot in the dark. It's an experiment. It's trading for a 40-something-year-old quarterback. Yes, it's the best quarterback we've ever had as a Jets fan in our entire lives. And I want to see him healthy. I want to see him on the field. I want to see some of that magic we saw in that one drive of the preseason. That's all we got from him. But, you know, after next season, if we win a playoff game and he's like, yo, I'm out, like I can't keep doing it, okay. Then we have to get back to doing something. You know, if he gets us 2 or 3 years like he says he wants to do, that's incredible. But I think there's a 10% chance that that happens.
Yeah, I'm just worried about the mindset of everybody being on their last year and us kind of mortgaging the future. But then again, I kind of want to mortgage the future a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think we have to keep going all in. I don't think we have to keep mortgaging the future over and over because it's not like we have Patrick Mahomes where it's like, okay, we have 20 years of this dude. Let's try to win something right now. And then it will take us 3 or 4 years to rebuild, but then we'll rebuild. Like we'll do the Tom Brady thing where every 6 years we're competing for Super Bowls and we're trying to get three-peats off. Like we don't have that. We have one chance to win one time and that's going to be it. So,
okay, here's the other thing. So this year you keep saying draft offensive lineman. We have the first round pick, a third round, 2 fourths. We have Denver's and the sixth round. That's the only picks we have this year.
Yep.
If you keep saying offensive lineman, I mean, we still need a safety. We still need a nose tackle. We still need a couple wide receivers. Mm-hmm. Are you drafting a quarterback at the end here? Okay. No quarterback.
No. I don't see the value of drafting a fifth round quarterback. Sixth round quarterback.
Even the kid from Tulane?
Nope. Michael Pratt, I loved you. You were great to bet on. I rode the green wave. I was all for it. He ain't doing it in the NFL.
Jaden Daniels gets to the third round?
That's something I would think about.
Jordan Travis, sixth, fourth?
Yeah, I would think about all those things, but all those things aren't going to happen. I think Jaden Daniels is a first-round pick. I think Jordan Travis is a second-round pick.
Jordan Travis with his leg? You think second round?
Yeah, I think it's a clean break. It's not an ACL. It's not like it's just a clean break, broken leg. He's going to be back in. I'm sure he's walking around on it now.
Penix, first round?
No. Penix?
Fourth round?
If you're on Jets Twitter talking about we should draft Michael Penix, you do not watch college football. You don't know college football, and you don't know NFL drafts. You're just, I like this guy. This guy looks good. I watched 2 games. This guy looks good. He's 24. He's torn his ACL twice, one in each leg. We're going to draft a guy that has 2 blown ACLs. He stinks. He's playing this season. It's his sixth year.
No, he played good last season. Sixth
season. He's 24 playing against 19-year-old kids that don't know what they're doing. He is going to stink in the NFL. Anthony Richardson is 22. Like, these people that are drafted high are young prospects that have played well for their age. They haven't been in the college game for 6 years.
So you're taking Penix in the fourth?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not taking anyone with a draft with an injury history.
All right. So no quarterbacks for Greg. Offensive linemen only.
Offensive linemen in the third, in the first, and the fourth. Draft your safety or your nose tackle in the third and the fourth. You're good to go. Sign some wide receivers. Draft a wide receiver in the fourth or the sixth. Whatever you want to do down there.
Six round wide receivers don't.
Yeah, and then sign a wide receiver in the offseason. You have Alan Lazard in the books. Go sign T. Higgins or whoever else you want to be the true wide receiver too. Alan Lazard will be a three like he's always should have been.
Don't forget, we still have to sign our kicker and punter.
Yeah. Yeah, and figure out stuff in the offseason. Like, safety is going to have to be addressed in the offseason. Like, just what's going to happen. Ashton Davis, Tony Adams, whoever it is. Tony Adams on the book. Bring back Whitehead, like, whatever it is.
Well, Tony Adams is the only one on the books.
Yeah. Yep. So it's going to be some combination of those guys. You know, I've liked Whitehead. I think Whitehead's played well. If we can sign him and keep him, that'd be great. I don't know. I forget who the guy was that we signed who didn't even get to get on the field. He's been out all season. Chuck something or other.
Chuck Clark.
I don't know if we sign him and bring him back. No, I'm not sure.
Everybody else is a free agent. All right. Well, this was the most depressing Week 18 episode ever. We're just kind of...
I'll depress you one last time because it's a dark thought. It's a deep thought that I had this week. And I'll leave you with this to think about and toil as we get ready for this final Sunday game against the New England Patriots, which I really do think we're going to win. I think
it's my Christmas. It's an Orthodox Christmas. I'm hoping to not watch one single second of this game. That's my Christmas wish.
All the talk about Robert Saleh and all this stuff, his coaching staff, they go out there, they beat Belichick for the first time, possibly Bill Belichick's last game. I know it's not really, but just the storylines for a couple weeks. I think that'd be very Jets and very fitting. This was the season to win it all, John. This was it. Nobody got hurt on this team. You look around the league and you look at all the teams, besides Aaron Rodgers and besides the offensive line. But that's it.
Yeah.
Every skill position is healthy. The whole defense is healthy. Everyone is healthy, John. You look around the league, what's Buffalo's problem? The defense has been decimated for the whole entire season. What's Miami's problem? Their defense is getting decimated. Their offense is getting decimated by injuries. All these teams fall off. The Bengals lost it because one guy went down. We lost it because one guy went down. I get that. It just, this was the season. Like, so many teams have so many injuries. I'm just so scared in future years that Aaron Rodgers is going to be healthy, but the injury bug comes from one, comes from all. It's going to be there. And it just drives me crazy. I'm happy that everyone was healthy this season, but it just drives me crazy that if one injury didn't happen, I really do think we're in the playoffs right now and we're not even concerned about the first round. Like, we're talking about, like, what's the path to the Super Bowl type stuff. And
I agree, but it was more than one injury. Like, the offensive line injuries did hurt, man. Like, how long was Aaron Rodgers going to last with Billy Turner and Chris Glazer? Like, he would do better. I agree. But it's still, how long would he last? Like, he's going to get hurt.
Like, yeah, but you don't know how healthy those guys would have been with Aaron Rodgers back there. Like, they might not be running around as much. They might not be putting in as many awkward positions. You just don't know.
Yeah, that's true. It's just for me, I get that dark thought. I get that dark thought, Greg. But honestly, man, I feel like the Jets have an excuse this year. Like, they have an excuse. Yeah. And this is the last time. That's it. With this regime, it's the last excuse for them. It's the last excuse for Aaron. Like, if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt again, guess what, dude? It's over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if the offensive line gets hurt, if ABT gets hurt again, dude, it's over. You know what I mean? Like, there's no more. You know, there's no more. And on even more positive, yes, I agree. Thank God Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson. I know you don't want to say it out loud, but thank God Breece Hall.
We know the names.
But yo, you know what they say? Breece Hall is coming off an ACL, and they say that year two is when you get your wheels back.
I'm excited for year two. Not making the Pro Bowl.
I'm excited for year two, Breece Hall, man.
Yeah.
I know this was year two technically, but I'm excited for year two off the ACL. And I'm excited for Garrett Wilson, man. Garrett Wilson with Aaron Rodgers. I think now he's cemented himself, as sad as that is, into the Jets Hall of Fame for wide receivers. You know, the second consecutive 1,000-yard season. And honestly, I think he's going to start having a say. Yeah. Like, even like the QB2, I think he's going to have a say.
Are you sure? Like,
so, you know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you in the offseason. Enjoy this crappy game. This is going to be 18-13 Patriots. What do you got?
Oh, I think it's 27-13 Jets.
That would be disgusting. Trevor Siemian scoring 27 points in Foxborough versus Bill Belichick would be honestly the craziest thing the Jets have done this year. Straight up.
A couple dumps off to Breece Hall. Breece Hall runs it for 50 yards. Garrett Wilson breaks one for 60. You never know.
That doesn't happen, though. Even when we score, it's always defense gets a turnover and we're in position.
Yeah.
Special teams does something, we're in position. It's never a 50-yarder.
Yeah, Breece Hall's like long runs are like 30 yards for a touchdown. It's crazy, but it's true.
I just hope that Breece and Garrett don't play this week. But I know it's not going to happen. I'm nervous about this week. I just want this season to end. All right. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll see you in the off season.
Let's go Jets. Please lose this freaking game. Please, God. Let's go Patriots. I love you, New England. Let's go. Let's go. You see Tom Brady's tweet? He's the man today. Gross.
That lighthouse is awesome. Gross.
I love the lighthouse.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.